Oasis Audio presents The Pizza Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Amy Lilly.
Chapter 1, Not Hungry. Four children and one dog were sound asleep in the roomy black car. James Alden, the children's grandfather, took one hand off the steering wheel. He patted Benny Alden's curly head, but the six-year-old boy didn't stir. In the rearview mirror, Mr. Alden checked on his three older grandchildren. Henry, Jesse, and Violet looked like sleepy puppies in the back seat. The Aldens had been on the road for hours. Still, the long drive home to Greenfield was only half over.
"It's not often my co-pilots are so quiet," Mr. Alden chuckled to himself.
None of the children moved. Their dog, Watch, thumped his tail just once from under the dashboard. Then he went right on snoozing, too. Everyone in the warm, cozy car was tired after a weekend of skating, tobogganing, and hiking in the snow up north.
"Not nearly as much snow around Silver Falls,"
Mr. Alden said to no one in particular.
"Silver Falls?"
Benny mumbled. He didn't open his eyes.
"That's right, Benny,"
Mr. Alden said.
"Just a few more miles to Silver Falls."
Suddenly, Benny sat straight up. He looked out the car window.
"Hey, Grandfather, you're right. We just passed Aunt Millie's Fudge House. If I weren't saving room for Mr. and Mrs. Piccolo's pizza in Silver Falls, I'd hop out of the car right now for some of that fudge."
"Fudge?" Jessie cried when she overheard Benny.
"Before lunch?" "Maybe just a skinny piece,"
Benny told his big sister. Now that Benny was up, he wanted everyone else up, too.
"Come on, Watch.